our worship is akin to you from the Mammoth Church in Sweet Springs, Missouri. On this last Sunday of the church year, our hymns are 516, 605, 689, 985, and 673. Pastor Neville's sermon is entitled, "Why Do We Bother? Because We Are God's Treasured Possession." Ron Baker is at the console of the organ. Welcome up. May we bless your worship this morning.
Christian worship at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Thank you to our handbell choir for beginning our worship for us today. We will join in our hymn of invocation. That is hymn 516, "Wake, Awake, for Night is Flying," hymn 516.
Thank you.
On this last Sunday of the church year, we join in Divine Service Setting 4. It begins for us on page 203 of our hymnals, or you may follow along in your service folder. We stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We continue by speaking responsively the intro. It is printed in our service folder. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place.
And bless the Lord.
May the Lord bless you from Zion. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let us pray the collect of the day. Lord Jesus Christ, You reign among us by the preaching of your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated. The Old Testament reading for this last Sunday in the church year is recorded in the third chapter of the prophet Malachi. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge, or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is recorded in the first chapter of Paul's letter to the Colossians in the New Testament. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord. We stand for the singing of the Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. According to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. There followed Jesus a great multitude of the people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry? Two others who were criminals were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments, and the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. There was also an inscription over him, This is the King of the Jews. One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us. But the other rebuked him, saying, Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And he said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And he said to him, Truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We continue with the common confession of our Christian faith. We use the words of the Apostles' Creed as they are printed for us on the inside back cover of our hymnals. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. We do invite the children to come forward for the children's message. As they do, we sing hymn 605, stanza 1. Father welcomes hymn 605.
Are you guys sleepy this morning? You sound kind of sleepy. Who up here has something to be thankful for? We should all be raising our hands, right? Do we all have something to be thankful for? Are you all here this morning? You all woke up, right? So are we thankful God gave us a new day? Yes. Did you guys have breakfast this morning?
Yeah.
So you should be thankful for... If you had breakfast, what should you be thankful for? For the food, did you get to talk to your friends this week?
Yes.
So you should be thankful for your friends. Did somebody give you a hug this morning or talk to you before you came to church?
Yes.
Yeah, so you should be thankful for... For who? Who talked to you this morning? Your parents did, that's right. What about outside? Is there anything outside that we can be thankful for? What's something outside we can be thankful for?
Fresh air.
For fresh air. What else? For cats. Are you talking about the cats you saw outside this morning before you came? I saw those too. What else can we be thankful for that's outside? For rain. That's right. That God gives us rain to help things grow. What else? for animals? Can we be thankful for the wind when we feel the cool breeze that comes across? Yeah. And what about the birds that we get to hear sing? We can be thankful for all of them. Well, we can thank God for all the beautiful things outside because He created the beautiful earth. God gave us love, and He gives us family and friends. He gives us a fresh new day each morning, and each one is a chance to spend time with those that we love, doing the things that we love. And if it wasn't for God, would we have anything to be thankful for? No. Sometimes we get used to eating lunch, right? And you get used to seeing your friends and family. And do you forget to be thankful for them? We kind of take them for granted because we just think we have those things all the time. But should you be thankful for things every day?
Yeah.
So what's coming up on Thursday? Does anybody know? Thanksgiving. And Thanksgiving is a time for us to think about all the things we have that we should be thankful for. But is that just one time a year we should be thankful for those things? No, we should be thankful for them all the time, right? So I want you guys to think, what's one thing that you're thankful for? What's one thing you're thankful for Christmas? Why?
Because
why? Because Santa Claus. What about who was born on Christmas? And Jesus was born on Christmas. What are you thankful for? For animals. What are you thankful for? For turkeys. So you can eat them. What are you thankful for? For Easter. Why are you thankful for Easter? Because Jesus rose from the dead.
Family.
For family. Eli?
God.
For God. Caden? For food. Are you guys thankful for anything? Are you thankful for a nice warm home? And loving parents? Yeah. So every day we should think about all the things we're thankful for. But what's the most greatest gift of all? What's the most greatest gift of all we should be thankful for? For God, that's right. Will you guys fold your hands and pray with me? Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for the greatest gift of all. And that is Jesus. Amen. Okay, you guys can grab.
We continue with our hymn of the day. It is hymn 687, Thine Forever God of Love, hymn 687. Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and from our risen, living, and returning Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for our sermon meditation is our Old Testament reading from Malachi chapter 3. Why do we bother? We clean the house, and the next day it's just as messy as ever, especially if there are children or grandchildren at home. Why do we bother? We break the yard, and the next day the lawn is lousy with leaves again, at least at this time of the year. Why do we bother? We pay a stack of bills, and the next week there is another pile just as big on our desk. Why do we bother doing those things that just never seem to get done? We can't ever get ahead of our chores. The question of our text is, why do we bother serving God? It is a never-ending job. And where does it get us? God's answer is exactly right. Living our life with Him in His name is indeed never-ending. But it is not a job. It is a gift of His grace, a privilege of His calling, a life that lasts forever. And His Son, Jesus Christ, our God, claims us as His treasured possession. And He spares us from our sin in order that we might serve Him now and forever. The basic question of our sinful human nature is this: what's in it for me? We want to see some benefit in all that we do. Those who are farmers, they plant seeds. They harvest a crop. They put grain in their bin. They put money in the bank, hopefully, for that's how it's supposed to work. They get results. If you work in a factory, you make parts. You assemble those parts. Something rolls off of the line as a finished product, and then you get a paycheck every 2 weeks. If you're in school, you sit in class, you learn a lesson, you do your homework, you take a test, and after 9 months, you get moved on to the next grade. The problem is that we bring this "what's in it for me" attitude to our Christian faith and our Christian life. But so often we see no solid results. We can't put the joy of the Lord in the bank. We can't hold God's forgiveness in our hands. We can't set God's grace on the shelf next to the television. Oh, there is a confirmation certificate that goes into a scrapbook, but there is no way for us to display faith on the shelf with our family pictures. We want some benefit from being God's people, a benefit that we can see, one that we can feel, one that we can show off to others. Well, we all have it. We just don't realize it. We have the blessings of God, such as food and clothing and shelter. And yet so often, in worship, our God speaks to us His word of life. He forgives us of our sins. He reveals His plan for our eternal salvation. But since we can't put any of that into a wallet or into a purse or take it home with us in a sack, we ignore and despise His gifts. "I don't get anything out of church," complain those who are looking for results that they can touch and feel. So we limit our worship to Christmas Eve because the children are just so doggone cute. Or maybe on Easter Sunday because the lilies are so pretty. Our second complaint in living the Christian life is that we see unbelievers who reject God but who prosper. We say to ourselves, "I go to church every Sunday, but that guy down the road, he never goes. And he had a better harvest than I did this year." Or, "I pray more often than my neighbors do, but their family has been healthier than mine this year." Or, "I put $50 into the offering, But that cheapskate guy that I work with spent all of his money on dinner and movie and drinks. Or I spend my time in Bible class and doing personal devotions, while others, they're out having fun with vacation and recreation and entertainment. Adulterers have sexual exploits. Swindlers have money to burn. Drug addicts live the high life in more ways than one. Movie stars, famous athletes, and popular musicians, they live contrary to God's will, but they have fame and fortune. Those who reject God get away with it. They enjoy this life. They live carefree. They appear to have it made. Meanwhile, we who try to live a God-pleasing life, we suffer and we struggle just to make ends meet. We work to keep our families together and to fight the devil's constant temptations to turn from the Lord. It's hard. It's continual. And it's just not fair. So why do we bother with this Christian living? Well, we are not alone in our frustrations. The prophet Malachi speaks of those in his day who fear the Lord. This does not mean that they're afraid of God. Instead, it means they have faith in God. When faced with the seeming injustices of this life, they gather together with one another. They get strength from their mutual fellowship. And with one another, they worship the one true and only God. They know He is there, and He does care, and He knows what is happening in their lives. And our text says that God hears and He pays attention. They call upon God, He listens, and He acts. God makes note of those who believe in Him, of those who honor Him as Lord. The text tells us that a book of remembrance was written before Him. Earthly kings keep track of the events that take place in their kingdoms. Well, the King of the universe, the Lord of the church, He also keeps track of us who receive His gifts with thanksgiving. He has reached out to us in the water and the word of our holy baptism. When we were dead in our sins, He claimed us as His very own, His treasured possession. He comes to us now in the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ present for us in the Lord's Supper. And through the presence of Jesus, He gives us the eternal life that Jesus has won for us by His suffering and death on the cross, as we heard in our gospel reading. When our bodies die, God calls us to live in His presence, as was earned by Jesus' resurrection from the dead. God will call our bodies from the grave when our Lord Jesus Christ returns in great glory to bring this world as we know it to its end. We look forward to this great event here in our worship on this last Sunday of the church year. Yes, it will be a time of God's judgment. And those who keep God away, those who cling to their sin in this life, will receive the result of their rebellion. But it will also be a time of God's salvation. Those who welcome the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ, that washes away our sin, will get His glory. Not because of who we are, not because of anything we have done, but simply because we belong to Jesus. We live now, and we will live eternally because of Jesus, because of His holy life, because of His innocent death, because of His victorious resurrection. And when this all happens, we will see what we have not seen in this life. But there is indeed a difference. On the one side are those who do evil, who reject God's grace and glory in their sins, who refuse to serve God with their life. On the other side are the righteous, those who have given our sins to Jesus for His forgiveness,
and those who proclaim his life in our lives. We pledge to serve God and those in need with our time, the talents, and the treasures that our Lord gives to us. Those who challenge and who deny God's way in this life, well, they will no longer prosper. Instead, they will suffer. For they will receive eternally the separation from God that they wanted while in this world. But on the other hand, those of us who have received God's gift of freedom in Jesus no longer will suffer, but instead will celebrate. We will rejoice in the ultimate victory, a life that is free from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. Why do we bother serving the Lord? What do we gain by obeying God's holy will in our lives? Now, true, it is nothing that we can put on the table for Thanksgiving dinner this coming Thursday. There is nothing that we can put on the entertainment center to show to our relatives when they come to our house to eat on that day. But we do have something for which we are to be thankful, and something that we can display to our relatives and our friends. We have great gifts, not just on Thanksgiving Day, but on every day of our Christian lives. We have God's claim upon us as being his treasured possession. We have his daily blessings. And we have his guarantee that in his Son, Jesus Christ, he spares us from our sins, and he gives to us life that is everlasting. To God alone be all of the glory. Amen. Now may this peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in our Lord and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We continue with the prayer of the church. In our prayer of the church, we remember those listed for us in our worship folder. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We stand for the prayer of the church. O Lord, grant that we may rejoice in Christ, who displays his kingly reign first from the cross, and on whom we wait for the revelation of all that is to come, that we may enter into our eternal rest by the merits of Christ alone. Preserve your people from all temptation and amid all trial, so that we do not give in to the power of evil to despair. Grant that we may be bold and faithful witnesses of Jesus to those around us. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, bless this congregation and your whole church with faithful pastors and church workers who, without embarrassment or apology, speak the gospel of Christ crucified and risen. Grant that we, as hearers of this gospel, may respond with thanksgiving. Guide and bless us as we seek the pastor whom you have chosen to be the under-shepherd of our Savior Jesus here at Emmanuel. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, by Christ's atoning death, we are spared as sons and daughters and estimated as treasured possessions of the Father. Bless all Christian homes, that as the children of your kingdom, we would grow in the fear of the Lord and the esteem of your name, serve you faithfully, and walk in your charge, undismayed by the prosperity of the wicked, until all is revealed at the last day. Bless all Christian missions, inspiring those who proclaim your inspired word, including Reverend Peter and Christy, Reverend Jim and Claudia, and from Lutheran Bible translators Reverend David and Valerie, as they have been in Ghana to celebrate the dedication of the Bible in a new language. Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, let the earth fear you, and all the world's inhabitants stand in awe of your Christ. For you alone, with the Holy Spirit, are King of kings and Lord of lords. Preserve those who fear and serve you in this fallen world. Maintain good government among us, guiding and protecting those who make and enforce our laws and who defend our freedom, remembering especially McKenna and Drake as they serve in our nation's military. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus, for your kingdom is not of this world, and our citizenship is with you in heaven.
Lord, in your mercy, O Lord, grant healing and peace to all those afflicted in body and mind. Relieve the suffering, give peace to the dying, and comfort those who grieve. Especially do we remember at this time Phyllis, Stanley, Evelyn, Nolan, Henry, Mary, Brandy, Avery, Jeff, Debbie, Reverend Hagen, Marion, Diane, Gail, David, Danny, Inez, Mary, Brooke, Archie, and Terry in their grief, Elliot, Jason, Bryce, Bill, and all those whom we name in the silence of our own hearts. We pray for those who are not able to be with us in person, but whose lives are in our hearts, including Millie, Brandy, Dolores, Dorothy, and Carol. We ask that in their need you would be their strength and their peace. Lord, in your mercy, O Christ, our King, in your blood, the saints of all ages wash their robes and find entrance to paradise with you. Bring us also with them out of death and the grave and into resurrection and eternal life at the last day, when we will see you crowned with glory. For you are the Lamb who was slain and who now lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. We continue our worship with the gathering of our offerings. Offertory hymn. It is hymn 955, Let the Vineyards Be Fruitful. In 955, we stand. Us all to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may be seated. We sing as our closing hymn, hymn 673, Jerusalem, my happy home, hymn 673.